What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
And we ought to have a prayer called the goddamn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
We're going to go in there. We're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Monday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida. It's a little abrupt there. The Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east.
Defecation or urination for the purpose of sexual stimulation of the viewer.
Good fucking God.
If it isn't,
man,
that time, we'll open the week with a little Representative Clippert of Washington State. However, whatever, wherever you're receiving us, we appreciate the fuck out of it. Thanks for joining us this Monday, everybody. Lots to talk about. Hopefully a little bit to maybe laugh about. Lots to yell about.
Oh, yes.
This is the place to do it. Strap in, strap on, gird up.
Oh, yes.
And buy shit through our Amazon portal.
Buy all the shit.
Muchas gracias to those that do.
We see you. Merci beaucoup.
Gaseous balls.
If you want to buy gaseous balls.
Fuck you, Pat Robertson. Is he still alive? Check. Check. Siri, is Pat Robertson still alive?
Well, I don't. Here.
Unfortunately, he still
alive. Siri, is Pat Robertson still alive?
Pat Robertson was born the 22nd of March. 1930 and is 88 years old.
What the fuck?
1930 and is 88 years old.
Your poor smartphone has to know that. How sad.
Well, I think it taps it. I think it's forgotten it already.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. I don't think it has to live with that horror now.
He lives in
like we do. We get to live with the horror of knowing that Pat Robertson is still skulking around.
God, that sucks,
And saying horrific shit.
Oh, yes.
God, I might have a clip of him saying some horrific shit, too.
Oh, wow.
Did we say our names? My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And just real quick, at the beginning of the show, just a big, thick fuck you to our mayor. What's his name?
Grover?
Grover Robertson or whatever. He wants to make it illegal to give homeless people money from your car. Fuck that. A war on poverty. How lovely.
Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
I mean,
that's here in Pensacola, Florida, in the panhandle, everyone.
That's our goddamn mayor. What the fuck shit?
Here, I'm frankly surprised he doesn't say you should be able to shoot him. Yeah.
Yeah. What a dickhead.
Don't touch my car. Bang. God.
Hey, white guys that make laws. I know this is hard for you to imagine. Imagine being so poor that you have to go to a street corner and ask people stopped at a red light for money. What do you think that's like?
Yeah.
Fuck.
How about a jobs program or a housing program or food banks and things like that that could help those people so that they don't have to stand on the street corner?
Do you think they want to be there?
Ask for money. Drug assistance with their drug issues.
Well, no. You go to jail for that. This is America.
Well, no, I'm. This is my wistful
or what you would like
view of America. Yeah.
Well. You know, fuck. God, isn't that insane? He's like, we're getting lots of calls of people complaining about panhandlers. Well, they're assholes. Then fuck them. You are Mayor Fuckface of Pensacola. You are the mayor to those people asking for money. You are there. You're their mayor as well, dickhead.
Penetration of the vagina or rectum by any object.
Take your pick.
any object.
What object would you like? I'll take a can of bug spray, please.
The what do you have going on?
There's more. I mean, got a hornet's nest. I just can't get that fucker out of there.
Let's see what's going on in the Oh God! You know, I was laughing immediately before the show offline.
Yes, grab diving offline, laughing.
There's a software update in the in our DJ software.
Ooh, okay.
And I had forgotten about a whole bunch of music that I still have.
Oh shit!
Uploaded from when we used to even do the top five.
Oh my God, we gotta remember go back to that, man.
How great that! Oh, remember the audience we used to chase away on Fridays?
Yeah, I know. But there's no Justin Bieber in it now, so it's not to me. It's not. I mean,
defecation. Or
that's the best song, defecation.
That was one of the top five.
Yeah.
At one point.
Well, not anymore, right? I mean, that song.
No. Baby, I'm playing on you tonight. Hunt you down, eat you
alive. Just like animals. Animals, oh, this is dumb. Like animals. I'm sorry.
This was the Super Bowl halftime show, man. Maroon 5.
Oh, God. Sorry, Maroon 5. I was just on the elliptical listening to a little Childish Gambino. So fuck
because
off.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble.
Cardi, man. Cleanse my
palate.
Well,
I'm just, I'm showing you what.
I know.
It's still stuck in
we
the.
Got any Cardi? We got any Cardi on that motherfucker? No Cardi?
Well, no, this is 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
or yeah, this is back in LA.
Maroon 5 scored a big fat zero at the Super Bowl, right? I mean, a big fat zero.
Yeah, that was
it sucked.
That wasn't the best choice for them.
God, why not? Really? Why not Childish Gambino at the fucking Super Bowl? Why not This Is America? Why can't I have that shit? What is this?
Oral, anal, defecation, masturbation, penetration of the. I go on too many
dates. Little mix, little Taylor Swift mix.
Boy, I think. What's that guy's name? Clippinger.
Clippert.
What's his?
Brad?
Brad Clipper,
maybe,
right?
I don't remember.
You should do a collaboration between yourself and whoever the fuck that is singing.
That was Taylor Swift.
So you Taylor Swift. Hey, by the way, good for Taylor Swift. She's coming out as a big progressive, using her platform to get people to vote.
Oh, yeah.
Vote fucking blue. That's nice.
Breaking
good.
The hearts. Breaking the Nazi hearts everywhere who thought they were she was their princess.
You imagine, dude? That would make me insane. You know she's not a white supremacist lunatic.
No, she doesn't give a fuck about those assholes.
Taylor Swift doesn't like you guys. And neither is Donald Trump.
Donald Trump likes Donald Trump. Donald Trump doesn't like Donald Trump Jr.
He likes rich people or even, you don't even think he likes those old rich,
crotchety
motherfuckers.
He wants their acceptance. He wants to be worshipped by them.
How did Vladimir Putin put the worst possible person?
I feel like a supermodel, except like times 10.
Oh, God.
Well, Tila Tequila was in rehab at the time, so apparently.
The Nazi.
Apparently we got Donald Trump.
Tila Tequila the Nazi.
Did we do the headline bullshit?
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep!
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, March 18th, 2019.
The year of our fucking Lord!
These are your headlines.
The United Gay States of America.
God bless the United States.
You fucking freak. That's when he named Jerusalem the capital of Israel, right?
Yeah, maybe. I don't remember.
That's what it was.
I remember when his teeth were falling out or something was happening.
I don't know.
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Off Post.
Oh, sucky dick.
Oh, well, this is not surprising. A lot of right-wing knobs being polished right now, getting ready, and pubes being trimmed.
Oh, yes.
To get ready for...
I'm picturing that scene in Wizard of Oz when everybody goes to Oz and they get trim, trim here, dup, 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 da da do 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 do.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that? They're all getting manicures.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Cowardly Lion got a Brazilian.
Oh, what? So he's got hair all over his body except one spot?
Yeah, totally.
That is fucked up.
Yeah. And his anal bleaching.
Ooh, I'll go with ivory. I'll go with antique white.
This is Brazil president's U.S. visit. This is the new right-wing dickbag president of Brazil.
Yes.
That has tiny white supremacist peckers flared everywhere.
Oh, yeah, look at this. I just got it shellacked.
That going after the gays, going after immigrants, every wet dream.
Ooh, yes.
It says that his first visit will be kicked off with an event sponsored at the Trump Hotel, of fucking course.
Oh, wow. We're making money, baby.
An event sponsored by Steve Bannon.
Who, if you get
one of those large car jacks.
Yes.
And pump up his gun, will see also... probably something resembling an erect penis therefore because of all the right wing assholery that's happening.
I will need a microscope. I'm gonna need a pneumatic jack to get up under this Nazi motherfucker.
Pump that shit up and scaffolding and stuff.
God, fuck him.
A little after 8 p.m. Saturday night, Olavo de Carvalho.
Nine!
Emerged from the bowels of... Ooh, never talk about bowels and Trump. Of Trump's D.C. hotel to speak to reporters.
Yes.
The author... do we care about this? Blah, blah, blah. Steve Bannon. He was the guest of honor at an event organized by former Trump advisor Steve Bannon.
Yes.
Which was meant to act as a curtain raiser for the far-right Brazilian... Jair Bolsonaro's first visit to the United States.
Oh, now that's a South American Nazi, right?
Oh, this guy, Olavo de Carvalho, is America's quarterly dubbed the guru behind Bolsonaro's rise.
Yes.
He's some right-wing polemicist.
Right.
Who is... an author that all these guys are touching their nethers over.
Yes.
Yeah. He writes and rants against cultural Marxism and climate change, immigrants and Islam.
Well, what do you mean he writes against climate change? Meaning it doesn't exist or?
It's not man-made and you evil cuck socialist.
Oh, shit.
Who think so. Just hate capitalism in America.
Right. Is the earth flat too, dickhead?
He said the United Nations controls all governments around the world.
Oh, shit, yes.
And that, come on. He has also said that Pepsi sweetens its sodas with aborted fetuses.
Oh, my God. Intern, get me a Pepsi sweetened with the fucking aborted fetuses.
And you can use it as a toothpick at the same time.
Is that true? Fuck, I don't know.
I'm kidding.
Well, wait, but what you weren't kidding about was what he said about Diet Pepsi, right?
Correct.
But he actually said that, right?
There's a link.
Well, that's why I believe the toothpick thing, man.
There's a link, which is en español, and mi español no es muy bueno.
No, oui, oui.
Enough to read this. At Pepsi... is using the cells of aborted fetuses as aducante. It must be a sweetener. Oh, this is Brazilian. I mean, this is Portuguese. That's why I really can't understand what a lot of these words are. I think it says, at Pepsi, they use the cells of aborted... A Pepsi usa Células de fetos abortados como adolescente.
Adolescente.
There you go. For as I just mangled Portuguese.
But really, really, they're saying that Pepsi uses cells from aborted fetuses to make their diet Pepsi taste good.
Let's see how Google Translate works.
Yeah. But like,
Pepsi used cells from aborted fetuses as a sweetener.
How much? I mean, listen, not to shoot holes into that theory, but wow. Or to shove a coat hanger in it. Wouldn't that be expensive?
I think we had talked about this once before. It was something that was derived from something that was derived from something that was derived from a cell line that may have been. Technology was, you know, it was like 18 different levels.
We're not a baby arm doesn't fall out of a vagina and shoved in a Pepsi can. Correct. Is that correct?
Well, I mean, it could, but
were you there?
I don't believe in this case it was. Apparently, Betsy DeVos has seen several videos of exactly that.
Oh,
occurrence.
Shit. Yes. Yes. Why are we all so nuts with these fucking body parts from fetuses? Do people really believe that bullshit that. Planned Parenthood was selling, they were selling baby kneecaps or some bullshit like that.
She was being interviewed by Chris Matthews on MSNBC, and he's like, come on, you know, those have been debunked, right? Those have been debunked.
Oh, yeah.
And her argument was, Chris, you know it happens.
That's right.
Come on, Chris, you know it happens.
If your argument is, come on, .. then your argument, I think, is flawed. Come on, right. You know it happens.
Because
good
that
point.
Video you're talking about, it was a stillborn. It was a horrible tragedy, but it was a regular stillborn birth. It wasn't a baby ripped from its mother that they're talking about, and then you know scanned for barcodes. Like, well, I'll take the leg.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not what happened.
You know, deplorables. I think you guys owe Chris Matthews an apology because in any other universe, if some interviewer got the guy running for president to say that nukes weren't off the table when dealing with Europe, that person would normally not have been elected, and some would even credit Chris Matthews with causing it by getting the guy to admit it.
And the same interview that women should be punished for abortion.
With Chris Matthews?
Yeah.
The same interview? I remember that.
Yeah.
There was one other thing.
Please
Chris
clap.
Matthews, yeah. He got Trump to admit to, too, that was fucking wild. Oh, yeah, he wouldn't come out and say Obama was born in America.
Right.
He wouldn't say right. it.
A lot of people. Yeah, some people say.
Some people say with mental health issues that Obama was born in Kenya. It's true. Crazy people.
Oh, dear God. Okay. Him. The soup comes in 6 gallons of this. It weighs almost 50 pounds.
I like the little music going on in the background, the little revival music that they play when the preacher's usually stomping up and down on the altar.
You know, I'm just thinking about I'm surviving the apocalypse. Somehow the radiation hasn't seeped into my lovely bunker that I'm hunkered down in. I'm out of batteries. There's no flashlight. Somehow I'm heating water to make
50 pounds of soup.
My 570,000th serving of right. clam chowder. And just looking for something with a straight enough edge to saw my wrist into. You know, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not looking forward to the end of the world.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo.
Yay. Is that
the right-wing dickbag, new poobah of... Brazil is here and got the red carpet treatment from none other than Steve Bannon.
Hey, Trumpolos and wackos that listen to Jim Baker and you've gotten this powdered food that's stored in your basement. How many of you have had your cat just break into one of these vats and use it as a litter box?
And is now dead. Oh,
yeah,
I thought you meant it ate it.
I always think that's going to happen when I hear about him selling these big tubs of powder and, you know that happens.
Well, they are
how gross.
Also available to shit in, remember? He let us know that they have a double use. You could turn them into potties.
Thanks for letting me know I can shit in a bucket. It's never occurred to anyone in the universe that you could do that. Thank you. Is every person that sells something on the internet that you can shit in, are they Should they tell you that you could also shit in it? I mean, is that, do they have a duty to let you know?
Duty.
Yay.
You can also shit in it. Okay, thank you.
Over at the Drudge Report, let's see what they're talking about over there. Oh, God. I'm sure this guy's really concerned about it.
Oh, shit.
It's a quote. I believe this is Jamie Dimon. They're quoting, Dimon, poor being left behind.
Yes.
Oh, they're afraid. They're afraid.
Of what? Poor people coming and taking their shit?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Fuck yes. We want that.
Jamie Dimon at CNBC, it leads to, the link from the Drudge Report says, Jamie Dimon says we've split the U.S. economy, leaving the poor behind.
Yes.
Yeah. 50 years ago, you did that.
Yeah, no shit.
Fucking asshole.
Are we supposed to pretend that Jamie Dimon is just discovering this? This fucking oligarch?
No.
Fuck you, motherfucker. We're coming for your shit first, dickhead.
Jamie Dimon, the CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase.
Oh, okay. I've heard of that company before.
Quite a wonderful human being and nothing nefarious in his past whatsoever.
He's just a really nice banker.
No antisocial beliefs or choices at all.
J.P. Morgan fused with Chase for some reason, right? Because it helps the consumer. Is that correct?
Okay.
No.
Sure.
Thank you.
Or one of them had committed some atrocity and got bought by another one or
wow. Jamie Dimon wakes up one morning. It's like, shit, man, I'm really, really rich. And most everybody is really, really poor.
He said, I don't want to be a tone deaf CEO. While the company is doing fine, it's absolutely obvious that a big chunk of people have been left behind.
Oh, fuck you.
40% of Americans make less than $15 an hour. 40% of Americans can't afford a $400 bill, whether it's medical or fixing their car. 15% of Americans make minimum wage. Oh, my. 70,000 die from opioids annually.
Yeah.
If you travel around the most neighborhoods where companies live, they're doing fine. So we've kind of bifurcated the economy.
Kind of?
Yeah.
You're admitting it.
You mean by running squealing to Congress to deregulate you every fucking 5 minutes, Jamie? You mean running to Congress to stop taxing us?
Oh,
you're
yes.
taking my money. How am I going to buy my kid into Harvard?
And this motherfucker wants credit for saying what's happening. Oh, fuck you. Fuck you. All right, God. Eat a dick, motherfucker. You did this.
Yeah, they're starting to wake up.
People like you did this shit. And
well, this is what's going to happen. They're going to be like,
right.
Wow, you know, I really think we need to take a look at our system and think that, you know, maybe we should raise taxes just a little bit. And
should raise taxes. Yes. This dickhead. Can you imagine the nerve of this dickhead saying all this? You're saying shit we know, you fuckhead.
I'm kind of amazed, to be honest with you. I think that's a good sign.
Oh,
I think that means that they see the storm clouds are brewing.
Yep. And maybe it's too late for you, fuckface.
Man, I don't think
so. Good God. It's so condescending, dude. An ultra-rich guy takes the time to tell the poor people they're poor.
I just wanted you to know, I think we may have been fucking you for the past 478 months.
Oh, thank you, it's Jamie. Thank you, Jamie Dimon, for letting us know what's what, you fuck.
He was speaking at an event at the bank's New York headquarters, unveiling a new $350 million program to boost job prospects for people in underserved communities. Okay, I like that.
Thanks a lot.
But again, this is with that one economist that made the waves at Davos, who's 100% spot on, said, he's like, when you talk to these gazillionaires or these giant corporations about paying fucking taxes, they say, but that's theft. Look at my foundation.
Oh, fuck your foundation.
My foundation gave this. The whole point is that you then get to pick and choose what parts of society deserve your beneficence. We say tax the fuck out of you so that all of society can benefit from your greed.
Yeah, fuckhead. Yes, fuckhead. Hey, fuckhead Jamie Dimon. By the way, you can't treat society like your fucking mistress that every once in a while you take out to a nice dinner. What is this jobs program he's doing?
Boosting job prospects for people in underserved communities, which is
do
fine.
More lip service.
Well, right.
The government is there to pick what we want to do.
How about firing your lobbyists?
Yes. How about that, dickhead?
Get rid of that process. How about figuring out a way to buy ads for the popular vote to allocate the electoral votes of every state so that we can get rid of this stupid electoral college bullshit.
You know, man, and what you said makes a lot of sense. Fuck this guy's foundation. Fuck it. I don't give a fuck. Fuck your foundation. Why does this guy think that his taxes or his money, he knows what to do to fix society?
That's it.
It's the government.
It's white Bwana syndrome. It's look at me patting the heads of little brown people that I'm coming in to save because they're still shitting in the woods.
Have my table scraps. That's what that program is. Have my table scraps, and you better be fucking happy with it. Fuck him. Man.
Companies have to be involved. He said businesses can bypass all these parts of society that have been suffering a little bit because they do it themselves. They have their own schools, their own training, their own everything. We made a mistake by ignoring some of these things. If we don't act, society is going to get worse because these problems aren't aging well. Welcome to you. He sounds like Marx. Seriously. Karl Marx.
Yeah.
These are the death throes of late term capitalism.
Right.
Some would believe.
But what? I don't understand his point in saying this, because unless he's going to come out and say we need to do X, Y, and Z, I need to pay more. Fuck off. Don't Jamie Dimon. Everybody knows what society needs. We need rich people to pay their fair share, like you, fuckface. We don't need anyone to tell us it's bad. You can shove these platitudes, whatever you're saying, up your fucking asshole. Fuck off.
And then he goes to shit on education. It's not about a college degree.
Says a rich guy.
Who went to Tufts University and Harvard Business School.
I wonder how you got in, fuckface. How did Jamie Dimon get into college?
Having gone, I know just how worthless a college degree is sometimes, he says. The education system is broken. His bank stopped giving philanthropic dollars to colleges years ago.
Why?
Well, I agree. The education system is broken.
Yeah, because I wonder how Jamie Dimon got into those fancy colleges you just rattled off. Was it merit-based, or did his fucking gross-ass parents pay for him to get in?
He says the company is focusing on community college and training programs. Harvard and Princeton are not philanthropy. Helping these kids is... Well, I concur, but it's not.
It's
should
their
not
club.
Be the Republican wet dream of getting rid of everything except STEM, and that's what a lot of these want. They anything that's not a STEM based class or curricula.
What is STEM?
Science, technology, enemas, and masturbation.
Enemas. Okay.
Science, technology.
I got an associate's
electronics,
degree.
Maybe, and
I got associate's
or
degree.
Engineering and money making. I'll look it up in a second, but that's I've heard people say that. Get rid of this humanities bullshit. Why do people need to learn English literature? Why do they need to learn about art and all that shit?
Here's what I'll say about that English literature shit. Crack open our president's Twitter. That's why we need to learn some English and shit.
Science, technology, engineering, and math.
Oh, okay.
If it's not in those four, then there are those that believe that it's not worthy of receiving their tax dollars part of the education. And we have proof in other places that putting music programs, putting arts programs, putting drama programs... Teaching kids the humanities.
It's nice. It teaches you.
It turns them into well-rounded, humans. Thinking, normal human beings.
And they have some fucking manity.
And not crazy finance fuck drones.
And why do these fuck drones What do these fuck drones think? They can take their little fuck spawn and say, I'm going to pay to have my fuck spawn go to this really fancy fucking Ivy League school. And by the way, that's
that.
Where all the rich people go. It's a rich people club.
There were a few articles about that, that it's really like a mental illness. You go crazy and you really think it gets to this level where you're like, well, what's the point of being rich and better than everyone else if we're not going to get what we want with that rich money?
Right. But think about, okay, yes.
And they're the victims in their heads. Yeah. Lori Loughlin and her husband and and William H. Macy.
Oh,
and,
my God.
And
Fargo. Felicity Huffman.
Felicity Huffman.
Yeah.
Are probably feeling like they're the victims here. Well, you know.
Yeah.
You don't know how hard it is to get our stupid worthless child. No, that's not nice. I don't want to.
Who knows what they say? Who knows how they refer to their kids? Because what they did is pretty
some of the
fucking
kids
fucked
don't
up.
Know. Some of the kids don't know.
Yeah.
But some of the kids that were complicit are probably feel like they're the victims.
I mean, if our society is going to exist where the rich, the very rich, are able to pay to have their kids put in these Ivy League schools, and then those kids get the best jobs because they're all hooked up and connected, and everybody else lives on this other plane where we're just gobbling up scraps.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, fuck that shit. That is untenable. That can't last. That's nuts.
So
there's going to be a fucking reckoning of that
Jamie
shit.
Jamie Dimon apparently thinking the same thing.
Good, dickhead. Jamie, you should be nervous. Fuck you.
Powerball, $550 million, by the way. So,
oh, yeah.
If you want to be one of those rich dickheads.
Hey, rich people, imagine that your lottery is that. It's an odd lottery. Your lottery is that your fucking fetus. You and all this afterbirth spilt out of a vagina of a very rich person. That's your lottery. Everybody else's lottery is they go to the liquor store or their convenience store and they play a real lottery where you just hope for the right fucking numbers.
Those are the headlines.
Shit, man.
Whew. Over at, let's see, we got other stories here. Beto O'Rourke is in. Beto O'Rourke, who is the subject of offensive drunken Irish meme over the weekend.
Oh, God. His DUI.
His mugshot from his DUI. And then they put a Irish leprechaun hat on him.
Well, geez. What is the knock that it's only one DUI when our representative here in Florida has how many? We don't even know.
Who cares?
Yeah, who gives a fuck?
Nobody cares.
Nobody gives a shit.
Beto O'Rourke raised a record-breaking $6.1 million in the first 24 hours of his campaign.
Yay.
Small donors.
Right. Is he a universal healthcare guy?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Is
he a free college guy?
No, I don't think so.
Mm.
Donations totaling $6.136763 million were made online by people, not PACs or corporations.
Yes.
Poured in from every state and territory.
Hello.
Does
Beto want to put people in jail for giving homeless people money from the window of their fucking car?
I think he may not feel that way.
God, I that infuriates me, especially thinking of that story along with this Jamie Dimon story. I mean, these rich people want poor people off the earth. They want them dead. Fuck them.
Beto outpaced Bernie Sanders, who raised $5.9 million in his first 24 hours. Sanders went on to raise $10 million by the end of the first week.
Do you think Bernie can climb on top of a table at a restaurant in the same way Beto does?
I don't. He just got stitches from banging his head in the shower. I don't think
Is that true?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I missed that story.
Yeah, yeah. I think
he fell in the
stitches.
Fucking shower.
I think he hit his head in the shower door. Good God, or
guys.
Or
listen,
just got stitches?
Nobody wants to do this when you get older, but you need those sticky tabs in the fucking floor, and you got to have shit to hold on to.
And cuts head on shower door, gets 7 stitches. But listen to the coverage
Uh-oh.
Of Bernie is Bernie, seven stitches, back on the campaign trail, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Hillary Clinton had pneumonia and came back.
She's dying! Oh, God. It's
and the coverage was, oh, God, you know, she can't be president. She's obviously dying.
You know what my Niagara Falls is? What sends me into a rage?
Sharks,
snakes.
A few things. But
But this Hillary derangement syndrome makes me deranged. I mean, it makes me so fucking mad. Mm-hmm. You imagine if we had her president. This show, what would we even talk about? Oh, we talk about right-wing nut jobs saying shitty things about Hillary, but, you know.
Yeah. It wouldn't be as stressful.
Yeah. We'd probably be bitching that she's not going far enough to the left. That's what
probably. And how the Republicans were just obstructing at every step of the way.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. So that's it. Beto raised all that dough. Kamala Harris raised 1.5 mil in her first 24 hours. Hickenlooper. Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper raised $1 million in his first 48 hours. And Jay Inslee raised $1 million in his first 72 hours. I like Jay Inslee. He's the one who's in it. One issue.
Yeah.
Climate.
Right.
Or we're all going to die.
I mean, that is kind of like that sucks. Some fucking goddamn monsoon hit Mozambique or a cyclone or some shit.
Well, we just had a bomb cyclone go off. Did you see some of the pictures of the shit that happened like in the Midwest in Texas?
Oh, no.
From this bomb cyclone?
What does that mean?
It's a hurricane over the land.
Hey,
that forms over the land.
Religious people is a weird thing to say, but some part of me is like, it'd be great if God did exist. And I would be like, you need to talk to him about these bomb cyclones.
Somebody needs to talk to him about a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. But he doesn't exist, so fuck you.
That's even over at the Drudge Report.
Right.
Their little sidebar is all about Beto.
Sidebar.
Beto beats Bernie.
Well,
it's very alliterative.
You know,
new poll says that Sanders in Wisconsin is ahead of. It's so ridiculously early to do polls.
I am. Ooh, yeah. it's never too early to do my poll. Yeah.
All three of my daughters.
Can I
ended up on the poll? I'm proud.
Hey, listen.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Right. We don't know. There's a lot of shit we don't know about Beto policy wise. Right. That's what people are saying.
Well, I think that's CAC. I think it's bullshit because if you look at any of them, they're all kind of slipping the tip in, trying to be a little bit vague because they're trying to define their own lanes because they're all very similar. They're all very similar.
But Warren's a little different though because her shit,
she's unabashedly been the same. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she came out with some pretty heavy hitting stuff.
Yeah.
As what she thinks the policies should be.
I don't know a lot about Beto. I will say this. These guys that feel like they have to stand on top of tables to talk to people, you really need to think about what's on the bottom of your fucking shoes. And if people like me are going to go in there and order food, and I'm going to be eating on a table. I don't know what Beto walked through. Dog shit. Who fucking knows? It's on the bottom of your shoe,
well,
dude.
They may spray the table.
I hope so. I just don't know why we all have to stand on tables. And to be honest, he looks douchey on the table.
To be heard in a big room full of people where there's no...
Can you find
in it? Dais?
Hi, I'm talking to Beto's campaign team. Can you guys find a guy that can carry a box?
A step stool?
Just something for him to stand
on. Somebody who...
That's not a surface that I eat on. That's
remember
all.
There was a politician that was like... They had a box wrangler. That would have been me.
Kennedy, JFK probably
back in Arkansas.
JFK, LBJ, yeah. Fucking Trump. All of them. Not Carter.
So Beto.
Yeah, yeah.
Carter's a wonderful human being.
Yeah, I know. He didn't have a box wrangler. come here.
I got to shake Carter's hand and I got to shake Ford's hand.
Right. Oh, wow.
I preferred Carter.
Oh, yeah. I met Carter. He's nice.
He's a nice man.
Yep. I mean, did you see the pictures of Beto on the table?
I didn't.
I mean, look at that.
Oh, wait, I did.
Look at those pictures and tell me you're just not like, oh, what a load. Just get off the table. You look dumb. He's tall. He's a. Here's
maybe
a weird,
do a chair.
Okay. Here's maybe why.
A chair. The table's maybe a little excessive.
There's a picture. Here's why. Here's the problem. I'm not, you know, listen, I am not bashing our Democrat candidates. I'm not. I'm talking about this table thing is ridiculous.
Please clap.
I saw Beto on a table talking to an older lady, and he was standing on the table but bent down on a knee. Oh. And I'm like, get off the table
get
then!
Off the table.
If you get off the table, you don't have to bend down, you dumb fuck.
And pro tip, if you meet a little person, a dwarf or someone who's a right. little person, don't kneel down and talk to them like you're talking to your friend's toddler.
And don't bring a ladder. And it's like he's like, I'm going to talk to this person, so I'm going to climb up on a table, then hunch down to talk to her. Does anyone else see why that's stupid as shit? There's a picture out there. I saw it.
The turning point was yesterday. I was sick all day, spiritually.
Imagine hanging out with Alex Jones when he's sick, whatever that means.
Spiritually.
Yeah, boy, I bet that's a treat.
So there's some, Skanks' Barbie is in the news.
Oh yes.
Kellyanne Conway, who it's still fascinating because her husband is unabashed.
Oh, he
and
says
over the weekend tweeted, the right. DSM-3 diagnoses of personality disorder, narcissistic disorder.
I mean, she's married. I mean, he is married to. I mean, we can call Kellyanne a Trumpalo.
She's
a mouthpiece for this.
Devoid of
this
any
fascist,
anything
right?
Decent anymore. Yeah. What?
I could not date a Trump supporter. I just couldn't fucking. I don't know.
I can't imagine.
He's married to her. Ugh.
Yeah.
How does that work?
Well, he's a Republican. I think he's a conservative. He's just an anti-Trumper.
I mean, I think we need cameras. We need this. I want to see this reality show. I want to see them having breakfast together.
Oh,
I don't know.
Kellyanne Conway implores everyone. This is creepy. To read the accused killer's white supremacy manifesto. Why would you want to do that?
I don't know.
Trying to get that message out there.
Oh, my God.
Don't you think?
Yeah, that is creepy.
The White House, this is from the HuffPo, Andy Campbell at the HuffPo. The White House has overreached in trying to put distance between Donald Trump and the suspected New Zealand mosque shooter's white supremacist manifesto.
Yes.
Which mentions the president by name.
Oh, why? Gee, that's weird.
As did the dude that set the pipe bombs.
Yes.
As did the dude that shot up temple, the Jewish temple.
Right. Mentioned Trump.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Why would they mention him?
I don't know.
It's disturbing, though.
They mention him in positive terms.
Yeah.
It's not like this,
they love
this
him.
Evil Trump.
No. Big fans.
On Fox and Fiends this morning. Good morning, Mr. President.
Oh, sucky, sucky, Jackie, Jackie.
Ainsley's wearing something especially for you. And
the Klan robe?
Yeah. And Kilmeade has a new tongue ring he wants to try out. See if you enjoy it.
Oh, yeah. Hello, Mike, mother's husband.
Trump counselor Kellyanne Conway invited all Americans to read the entirety of the 74-page manifesto.
Why?
Which is here described as a winding and bigoted piece of propaganda whose stated goal is to indoctrinate its readers and dog whistle fellow extremists.
You know what I would like to read, Kellyanne Conway? I would like to read something from our president denouncing this act. That's what we should be reading, right? We should be reading the speech where Donald Trump denounces white supremacy and this bullshit, you know, like a real president would do.
I'm
right?
Horrified
like
and personally offended that my name is brought up in any manner whatsoever.
Oh, my.
Even fucking PewDiePie is out there saying that.
Dude, I would. Right.
Who was mentioned?
Yeah. I would be losing my.
PewDiePie, for those that don't know, is like the highest paid vlogger on YouTube. He's like a video gamer type guy, and he's gotten in some troubles before for he's a European dude. He's gotten into some troubles for some anti-Semitic ish and racist-ish, or outwardly both, stuff in the past.
Ooh.
But he has already, he's mentioned in that manifesto, it's like follow and subscribe to PewDiePie or something like that. And he's like, whoa, wait, no, I don't want anything to do with this guy. Here is Kellyanne on Fox and Friends. We apologize. I don't think that's Ainsley. I don't know who is holding up the couch. Holding up the couch with Steve Ducey and Kilmeade's there, though.
Is it Trump Jr.'s
no.
chick?
That's predictable and outrageous. In fact, this man compares his motivations to that of the mass shooter in Norway in 2011. And those who think that's the ancient history should go back and school themselves on what happened there. Also, this president condemns hate and evil and bigotry, and we will continue to do so. People should feel safe, but they should especially feel safe in their places of worship. And we've seen far too often where that is not the case. Unlike most mass shootings, this man came with pre-receipts, if you will. He put out a 70-page manifesto, yeah. And I guess... A page manifesto, yeah. And I guess everybody scoured it, search for Donald Trump's name, and there it is one time. But he also said he aligns closely with the ideology of China.
They scoured it looking for Trump's name.
Oh my God.
And they found it that one time. Scoured it. You know, the libs ran frothing.
I mean,
desperately pounding at their genitals.
Dude, I mean, imagine Obama is mentioned in the manifesto of some whack jobs mass shooting. I mean, it would be real bizarre. I mean, I'm not.
It would be on a billboard outside here in Pensacola in 10 minutes.
But also, I mean, is anyone surprised that Trump's name shows up in this thing? No.
I'm
would
surprised
actually.
There's not more.
Well, if someone told me his name wasn't mentioned, then I might read it.
Yeah.
Then you might make me read it because I don't believe you.
Scoured.
Oh, God. Fuck you.
Donald Trump's name, and there it is one time. But he also said he aligns closely with the ideology of China. He said he's not a conservative. He's not a Nazi. I think he referred to himself as an eco-naturalist or an eco-fascist. But people should read the entire, in its entirety. Look.
Why?
People should read it in its entirety.
When have you ever heard a White House say, hey, read Ted Kaczynski's manifesto?
Well, and they're trying to tamp it down. Online, like people are like, we don't want to put his shit out there. They don't even want to mention his name.
Because what happens is, if I understand, you know, some other lunatic will be like, oh, wow, the White House got this guy's manifesto out there. If I do the same thing, maybe they'll put my manifesto out there.
She just did a commercial for the manifesto on Fox and Friends. Although preaching to the converted, I don't know if a lot of the droolers watching Fox and Friends in the morning are going to be.
I mean, they're going to read the manifesto and going to be like,
they're not going to.
Oh, they're not going to read.
And
they're like, I feel the same fucking way.
But that's it. Yeah, they're already.
They don't need to be converted.
They're not
going to
be converted if they're watching Fox and Friends. So I don't know how much damage. I mean, it's horrific. I don't know how much actual damage is going to be done because I don't know how many sane still. Reachable people are watching Fox.
You know, we have all this shit in our country, you know, this wealth disparity, you got these fucking racist lunatics, all this bullshit. We got a crazy person as a fucking president. You wonder why we have such a goddamn opioid problem. I mean, really, people are miserable
well, yeah,
in this
and,
shit.
Well, yeah,
people are poor.
It's economics again.
Yeah. I can't afford to go to Disney World. Well, I'm going to take this.
Well, I can't afford rent.
Yeah. Right?
I'm just looking at some of these.
God, I can't believe what I just heard her say.
Everyone should go read it. Everyone should go check it out.
God damn. Imagine you're a victim. You're a victim of this. You had a family member shot down. This is a 3-year-old kid got killed. A 3-year-old child was gunned down by this motherfucker. And Kellyanne Conway's telling me to read that asshole's fucking manifesto.
Yeah.
Fuck you. That's nuts. We're in Nutville, USA.
It's really beyond garbage people that are just populating this whole Trumpist movement.
And these conservatives, they have nerves to say, like, oh, you know, talking about racism and all the differences, this is what divides us. No. They're dividing us. You people are nuts.
Yeah.
You're fucking nuts.
Let's see. We've got over the weekend.
Yes.
Don was busy as fuck.
I mean, are his thumbs injured? Does he have little, you know, like how you play when you first start playing the guitar, your thumb, you get really sore from pressing it in. Does he have the same thing with Chwater? No, they're calloused over already, right? His little fingers. Right. What a gross asshole.
And doesn't he dictate? Didn't we find out that he like dictates even the punctuation and the like capital A, capital Z?
Can we meet that person? I mean, from a far distance away, maybe have that person. I mean, I'm sure he's a lunatic, but I mean,
I think he's our representative.
Oh.
Here.
No.
Matt Gaetz.
We shouldn't be allowed to mention his name more than a few times because he just really makes me, my shoulders clench up. I hate that
guy.
Yeah,
it's not good.
Fuck him.
It's not good when our representative makes it to the national headlines. It's never for anything good.
Oh, my God. No.
It's never. Matt Gaetz did this wonderful thing.
He did this wonderful thing.
Matt Gaetz invited a Holocaust denier to sit with him at the State of the Union.
And that's real. You're not making that up. That's not hyperbole.
Not making that.
Not fucking hyperbole.
First District of Florida. Congratulations, guys.
Jesus fucking motherfucking Christ. Fuck.
So Donald Trump be tweeting, I think. Yay. We're pushing like 50-ish tweets over the weekend.
I don't even know.
Something like that.
How is that even possible?
Including retweets.
Okay. Klan people, he's retweeting the Klan probably.
Well, Republicans and Fox News, so yes.
Yes, absolutely.
God, let me go back and see if I can ferret out some of the more batshit stuff. There, a lot of he's way into retweeting now.
You know anybody with
way into retweeting? Oh,
yeah. He loves it. Do you know anybody that had a ferret for a pet?
Yes, I the family I lived with had a ferret.
Did they have to wear a diaper or something?
No, a litter box.
Oh, that's horrible. I don't know why that seems gross to me. Little ferret.
I thought it was cool. I like
rummaging around.
It was Jack. I liked box. Jack. Jack was cool.
You weren't allergic to Jack?
No, he's
allergic
a ferret.
To cats, though.
Some.
Ferrets have nipples, pouches, both.
Nipples, I believe. I don't know. It was Jack, pouch. So I didn't try to see where his nips were.
Were they pierced, like Mike Pence's?
He had a little Prince Albert.
Does Mike Pence have any piercings? Yes or no? Come on.
Yeah, I'm saying yes.
I am, too.
Only mother knows. It's where she clamps me down.
Pulling my nipple chain a little harder.
Let's see. So that 16th would have been Saturday.
Hello.
He double retweeted clips. Oh, boy.
A double retweet.
Oh, boy.
What did he clip?
This
tweet?
Is quite the star power here.
Oh, my God.
Not only is it Lou Dobbs' show.
Oh, vomitous.
But Lou Dobbs is interviewing those model citizens, Diamond and Silk, two assholes.
No. That's impossible. I thought they disappeared.
This president standing up, vetoing the resolution, despite the rhinos, despite the radical Dems, taking care of the American people and his constitutional duty. Your thoughts?
Well, listen, the president is committed to making sure we have border security.
Yes.
And to making sure that the American people are safe in this country. And we say shame on those 12 Republicans that sided with Democrats. We call them now the new swamp ass because
right.
they went along singing along with Democrats. And the president had to veto this because of their doings. But I'm glad that the president did it.
Yes.
Listen, we are going to have a secure border once and for all. We cannot have drugs pouring into our country. We cannot have things like rape taking place at the borders.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to secure our borders and solve this issue once and for all.
These ladies are surprisingly not well embraced by the African American community in general.
Is that
just
the only,
let you know.
Right? And I'm glad they're concerned about rape at the border. I mean, if you're concerned about rape, wouldn't you be concerned about this president or some of your Republican fucking
Trump
colleagues?
Trump tweeted this clip.
Shut up. Oh, my God.
Trump tweeted this clip.
I mean, he's demonizing people crossing the border. Yeah. He's demonizing refugees.
Then he tweeted this one.
So disgusting.
This is also Lou Dobbs. This is a couple of heaping helpings of Lou Dobbs.
I mean, really, just for a second.
Yes.
People seeking, I have no idea what it would have. Imagine if we had to leave Pensacola and walk to Mexico because of some fucking bullshit.
Okay.
With just the shit you can carry.
Yes.
I don't even know what I can't even imagine that. Well, And I can't believe that these people don't feel anything for those people. They don't fucking,
well, that's empathy
rapists.
And they don't, that's not how they roll.
God, fuck off.
What is this empathy of which you speak?
Oh, yeah. 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 Why would they know anything about that?
Here's,
fuck you.
Here's God. Lou Dobbs. I don't know who his guest is. Let's call him some white dude.
Boo.
And this guy is with Lou Dobbs. And this is what Donald Trump also tweeted, this clip.
Okay.
It was an emotional ceremony at the White House. And you could see the president's support and his appreciation for law enforcement, for everyone in that room. The angel parents,
oh my
reciprocated.
God. This is the veto that they're running the vibrator over their penis wrinkles about.
Why the suck off for law enforcement? What is that about from Lou Dobbs?
Because the border wall is a vote for law enforcement.
Right,
Ryan.
Right. Okay. Okay.
For everyone in that room, the angel parents reciprocated. It was a stirring moment. Your thoughts?
Well, I think, you know, one of the greatest presidents of my generation did exactly what he should have done, did exactly what he said he was going to do, and did exactly what the American people expected of a president.
Oh, this guy, Thomas Homan, former director of ICE.
Oh, my God.
What a fucking brown shirt jackboot.
Let me tell you something. I hope our party pushes to get this ICE abolished. That's what I want from the guy or the girl who the fuck ever runs for president. I want to abolish ICE as on their fucking platform. God damn it.
Then someone must have given Trump the idea that the humiliating unanimous vote in the House,
yes,
voting to release the Mueller report and make it public, someone said, you should tell everyone that was your idea. And he said, that's a great idea, and went to Twitter.
So he's saying,
and said,
he wants to make it public.
On the recent, wait.
Okay.
This is a rare moment of honesty from Trump. On the recent non-binding vote, non-binding,
yes,
420-0 in Congress about releasing the Mueller report, I told leadership to let the Republicans vote for transparency. Makes us all look good and doesn't matter. Play along with the game! Exclamation point.
God damn.
Honest.
Play along with the game.
Honest.
Right.
Means nothing.
Yes.
Let them vote. Let all the Republicans vote for it. Doesn't mean anything.
Does he know what's in this report yet?
I think he's concerned about it. We have to assume that there's rats. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, why else? Why? I mean,
William Barr knows.
I mean, Trump fucked up with Sessions, right? So you goddamn sure that he found a guy that's going to tell him everything about this Mueller shit.
Yes. Well, Whitaker already. Shit.
So he knows what's in this report.
I think he's got a good idea. I think that's why he's losing his mind.
Is that why he's
shitting
his pants?
Especially over the weekend, yeah.
Yeah.
But honesty.
Yeah.
I tell them, go ahead. Doesn't mean fuck out.
The way I feel about this fucking Mueller report, I don't give a fuck. I want to see it because we're paying for it, aren't we?
So you notice he doesn't say, oh, I agree. I think the American people should see everything in this report. I have nothing to hide. No, he's saying, hey, go ahead. Doesn't mean shit.
Let's
vote for it. Doesn't mean shit. I can still hide it anyway.
Let's play the game.
Right.
That's how these rich people see our whole fucking country. It's just fun and fucking games. Just cheating, lying.
Yeah.
Poor people are the pawns here. We'll shit down table scraps for you every now and then. But for the most part, suck our big balls.
Then Trump tweeted another clip from Fox.
Yes.
This time, it takes four women to have an equal opinion to one man show, outnumbered.
Oh, oh shit, yes. Look at my big cock.
I don't know who the person providing the penis is this time in the middle.
Penis provider.
but it's four, it's four women hosts and then one man.
Chuck Woolery?
And it's called Outnumbered.
Boo!
Outnumbered.
Can you believe there's a television show with more women than men? What the shit, guys?
Right.
It's outnumbered.
Even the title.
These bitches are everywhere. How do I reason with all these pussies? Oh my god.
Here is I don't know what this clip is. This is from from Outnumbered. Four women and one man.
Fuck you.
She didn't win. Therefore, we don't need to investigate. That is not true. She was almost president of the United States. And all of the elements here that have gone awry are unacceptable. I don't care who's in office.
This is Kennedy, former VH1 VJ. Just so
Kennedy.
You guys, your celebrities.
You cannot
your
see
legends
this.
Know.
Double birds for Kennedy.
That is not true. She was almost
Kennedy,
president of the United
Kennedy,
States. And all of the elements here that have gone awry are unacceptable. I don't care who's in office. I don't care what office they were seeking. When you have the top people at the FBI who were told that they can't look into this server.
That's not true.
Oh, my God. But really.
That's not true.
But really. Shove it up your ass. Look at what is happening now.
Right.
Let's talk about what's real. What's real is that Vladimir Putin's got his dick shoved into the White House.
But this
and
is
he's fucking
the shit
us.
That swaths of,
oh, yes.
Of Bible land
Kennedy don't
are
care.
Watching.
Kennedy don't care about Putin.
Look into this server for where the real crimes may have been committed. And we don't know because the people who were in charge of abstracting the emails that were thrown away were also acting as Hillary Clinton's lawyers. They were also witnesses
in the
case.
Robert
they were also there
to
at
respond.
The FBI.
Let's give Robert a chance
I
to respond.
I know you like yelling and pointing at me, but let me just
this
respond.
Gets
let's
me
give
so
Robert
fired
a chance
up because
to respond
it is wrong
so
on all levels. McKay was trying to shield her.
Or
Comey
maybe we
was trying
give
to shield
a
her.
To respond.
You didn't hear what I said.
Because they thought they were getting jobs in her administration.
Trump tweeted that clip where Kennedy won't shut the fuck up.
I hate this. Why? What is her? She is every fucking person talking about Hillary Clinton in these emails. It's just
Every moron. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then he tweeted. Then he tweeted his own veto message.
Yes.
Consistent with the law and the legislative process designed by our founders, today I am vetoing this resolution. Congress has the freedom to pass this resolution, and I have the duty to veto it.
Duty.
Oh, my God. It's just like, what? There's something laborious to the way he talked. Yeah.
Another Fox clip is next.
Oh, my God. It's state-run media, baby.
Oh, this is really... Wait. That's not Nigel Farage.
Nigel Farage.
I don't know who this other guy is. One of them is new Fox contributor
Brexit.
Jason Chaffetz.
Oh, yeah. That's
what you're starting to see is that the Department of
former congressman
heard justice was probably giving more than dog whistles, but giving some direction to the FBI. And when you hear Lisa Page and these others and you start to read and break down what Baker and
they fucked up. They're leaking the full transcripts and they're tweeting out, look, gotcha.
Yeah,
Here's Peter Strzok. Here's everything he said.
Out of context.
Here is Lisa Page. Everything she said. That's fucking them up. Rachel Maddow did a whole segment on, if you read what they said, their testimony, it's just the opposite. It sounds like people trying to do the right thing and struggling with what could be the biggest scandal in American history and politics.
Shit.
That there are Russian operatives in our fucking government.
That's the story. Right.
And that they were also very cognizant, everything Lisa Page said and everything Peter Strzok said, that they were very cognizant of not letting their personal biases try to drive them and to make sure that they go for the evidence only.
Is it not astounding to you that there is, at least from what we see, evidence that there could be Russians doing bullshit in our government, but no one cares?
Well, none of the Republicans care. Yeah. Right, right.
They don't care. That to me is a story of the time that we're in.
Yes.
They didn't give a shit.
Correct.
It's loony. Like,
they
don't care.
Many of them
don't
give a shit.
Fucking care.
Because they look at the poll number that says 88 to 90% of Republicans still approve of what Donald J. Trump is doing.
Or like some of them have some compromise, right? Vlad has shit on them, so they're going to shut the fuck up. How do we know Vlad doesn't have shit on some of these people at Fox News? Like, how do we know that Vlad doesn't have shit on Jeanine Pirro or Tucker Carlson or any of these loons? Why would he not do that? Why wouldn't you if you could? If you're Putin?
Well, that graffiti meme I sent you earlier offline.
Yes, crab diving offline meme.
It says, if conservatives realize they cannot win democratically, they will not abandon conservatism. They will abandon democracy.
Oh, hell yes.
And that's exactly what's happening.
Absolutely.
Electoral college. Well, we got to keep that.
But it's crazy even. It's ignoring shit that is out in the news and not even acknowledging it. And then think about what they're doing with the fucking election, these Republicans. What happened down in North Carolina was fucking bananas. And to think that's not happening all over the place, of course.
Georgia, North Carolina.
Be. Yes. Fuck the GOP. You're assholes.
Then he tweeted.
Busy, man.
This was nauseating.
Yes.
And he put three tweets from this. This was that little gaggle that was around him as he signed, I'm looking for a person that isn't white and I'm not finding one.
Do you need some glasses?
When he signed his big veto, he's got a bunch of sheriffs behind him.
Oh, yes. Shit, yes.
But they did that thing where they went around and everyone had to suck his dick.
Ugh.
Even Mike Pence, Mr. President, I'm so thrilled to be standing here at this moment to watch you fighting for the American people. It is so debasing to our country. This isn't what's supposed to happen. Imagine if when Obama was president and somebody would have said, Mr. President, I really like that tie. Oh my God, what a tyrant. You're watching this sucker's dick, you commie.
Sharia law compliant. It would have been everything. But imagine if in Obama's White House, someone would have suggested to him there's Russians doing bullshit. He would have done something, right?
And then they're soundly mocked.
Yeah.
And raked over the coals when they have these round tables where they go from person to person that has to fillet him and tell him how great he is. And yet still they do it. Every single time.
And you see these goddamn articles, these columns. Are we in a banana republic yet?
Yeah.
Well, what are we? Yeah,
and,
right.
And now to those that think, well, you know, this William Barr guy, you know, he's kind of old school. I don't think we should be that worried about him.
Yes.
You know, being totally on Trump's side and covering up everything. He's more like Mueller and they're friends old school. So, you know, he may do the right thing. Listen to William Barr.
Okay.
Jizz guzzling.
Okay.
Mr. President, your declaration of emergency on the southern border was clearly authorized under the law and consistent with past precedent. As you said, the National Emergencies Act directly authorizes the president, gives broad discretionary authority to the president to identify.
How horrible is this? You can see
really
Trump's
is.
Tiny hand
oh,
up his
yes.
ass like a Muppet. With Trump saying, look, I want you to make fucking sure that you tell everyone that this is legal and 100% constitutional. And my emergency is great. And I have a big, giant dick, not Stormy Daniels said.
Right.
And tell them that my inauguration had the biggest crowd ever in the history of ever.
Is it true somebody had to tell Mike Pence to stop ejaculating?
I don't know. You know, he's got a, he's on some herbal program to try to pump up that ejaculate.
Mopping it up. Blood.
President, to identify and respond to emergent circumstances that require a decisive response. And the humanitarian and security crisis we have on the border right now is exactly the kind of emergency that presidents are permitted to address under the National Emergencies Act. As you alluded yourself.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Nice fapping. Is that Trump going like this?
I hurt my cheek. Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
Medic! Is that Trump going right?
Oh,
That is
lower. Sir, you're now go counterclockwise.
You Republicans, when you guys get together and one guy starts saying a bunch of nasty totalitarian dickbag shit, you can always count on another Republican. It's always a creepy, yes, right.
So Trump tweeted that. Here's the next one. Now, this is one of these sheriffs wearing a cowboy hat, of course, because, you know, you need a cowboy hat inside the White House.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
With all the shit flying around, actually. Yeah. Now you do.
I need me rubbers on.
I'm sure this guy is going to tongue his frenulum in some way.
Condom up.
Mr. President, thank you so much for a very necessary veto to support public safety in this country. The sheriffs and men and women of law enforcement in this room and across this nation owe you a debt of gratitude for something that we've been waiting for decades. Our hats are off to you again, sir. It's an honor to be here. It's an honor for sheriffs to be involved in this.
Ah, fuck you!
It's an honor for law enforcement as we fight the drug trade every day in this.
I'm going to describe. On the far left of the screen surrounding Trump, like a horrific choir of hate.
Push in.
Is Mother's husband Pence.
Right.
Gleefully and lovingly gazing at Trump.
Imagine the cameras panning across their white faces.
White guy,
yes.
White woman,
ooh.
White ridiculous sheriff, big
perfect.
Fat white guy.
Yeah.
White guy, white sheriff in a ridiculous outfit. White sheriff in a more ridiculous outfit with a cowboy hat.
Perfect.
Now we've got the sheriff that's speaking is in a suit with a pink tie. And a cowboy hat.
What's up with the tie?
Next to him is a woman, and then probably a sheriff, I guess, in a uniform.
Right.
A white woman, of course.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Let me save time. There are no people that aren't white in this photograph.
Wow.
Old dude, William Barr, old dude, Kirstjen Nielsen.
Okay, good. Gang's all here. All the old, nasty, fucking crusty white guys. We're all on board.
It's whiter than two polar bears fucking in a blizzard. So here is another sheriff. These are all tweets from Trump.
Yay.
This is Trump. Look at them sucking my dick here. Look at. I'm going to tweet this clip of them sucking my dick now.
Oh, my God. He's the
best.
What
a sad, fragile little man we have with the nuclear codes.
I forgot that. Oh, that's right. He can do it. He's got the nuclear football, man. That's great.
This is Sheriff Hodgson.
Boy.
Ridiculous uniform. No cowboy hat.
Ooh.
I've been a sheriff for 21 years. And I've been dealing with Congress for 21 years on this issue of immigration. A lot of people have listened over 21 years. But, Mr. President, you are the first person who's taken action. You haven't given
Mr. President,
us.
You are. I want to collect some of your urine because I know it will cure cancer, Mr. President.
Who is this person and who fucks
this? Someone is
going to let you inside of them after this gross display of shittiness in public.
This old sheriff? Well, he's probably fucking prisoners.
Ugh. what a douche. I mean, do you have to blow this totalitarian dick bag all over the place? Is it really necessary? Does everyone have to suck his dick?
It's so sad.
It's
infuriating.
Oh, it's all, yeah.
It's like, you would think it's from either Saturday Night Live or North Korea.
What a great game. I mean,
Saturday Night Live.
Listen to this. This is...
What is this?
This is a promo, which if our tax dollars paid for it,
okay,
I want my money back. It's a surveillance footage of a bunch of people climbing over a small fence, Ryan, and it's like night vision, and it says at the end, it says this is a national emergency.
So,
they're all wearing hoodies.
They're making a music video or something, whatever this is called. Isn't that music playing? This feature lit.
You're about to get raped.
Who did this? Who did editing work on this? My God. Shay, I want the name of the fucking production company that does this shit. We should all know who they are so we don't give them any business. Fuck off.
Then he took his first shot against John McCain, spreading the fake and totally discredited dossier is unfortunately a very dark stain against John McCain.
Quoting Ken Starr,
he had far worse stains than this, including thumbs down and repeal and replace after years of campaigning to repeal and replace.
Does it not bother him that this man is dead and he has family that are, you know, he left behind and now they have to listen to this bullshit about their dead dad or husband? God, it's...
He does a hate tweet then against General Motors because they're closing that factory and he's telling them, don't do it, you must act quickly. Then the next one, Google is helping China and their military, but not the U.S. Terrible.
China.
The good news is that they helped crooked Hillary Clinton and not Trump. How did that turn out? There's no evidence they helped Trump or Hillary Clinton over Trump, by the way. I don't know. I wish these corporations would start suing him.
Yeah, dude.
Or start saying, fucker, you want us to start?
Right.
You want us to start?
You want this shit to get real?
Yeah, you want to vanish off of the internet and have nobody fucking hear your bullshit?
Right.
And your minions shit? That we can do that.
Oh.
Then he tweeted, how is the Paris Environmental Accord working out for France? After 18 weeks of rioting by the yellow vest protesters, I guess not so well. Unrelated.
He's conflating.
Yellow vest protesters are fighting for jobs and pay. They're not fighting environment. But the right wingers say that the reason that the economy is in the shit
because of them.
Paris is because of all that money they're spending on the fake climate change.
You know, it's really disturbing. When we do stories that focus on other countries' bullshit and not our own, it really is disturbing because, like, Brazil has similar problems.
Worse. Yeah.
The Philippines have some fucked up shit going on.
Yeah.
Dude. I mean, I was reading this Duterte guy what is wrong with
Hello,
him?
Hello, Rodrigo. I love what you're doing there in the Philippines.
You know,
woman is a bitch.
Yeah, if you're a leader and you're hosting some gender equality event, I don't know what the context is. I don't care what the context is. Try to leave out puta, which I believe is bitch.
Whore, bitch. Yes. Yeah.
Don't say bitch, you dumb fuck. And don't, he said something like, I love women. You can tell I have more than, I love women. I love my wives, right? I like them. God, all my wives.
All my wives.
All of them.
Then Trump said, quote, new evidence the Obama era team of the FBI, DOJ, and CIA were working together to spy on and take out Donald Trump all the way back in 2015.
He won.
He then says a transcript of Peter Strzok's testimony is devastating. It's not.
It's
for
not.
The reasons we actually said before.
It's not. And let's be real. It's two people complaining about a lunatic who is their president.
Right.
I'm sure there are other texts similar, right?
Hopefully the Mueller report will be covering this. And then he tweets Fox and Friends and OAN. One America News Network, which makes Fox look like MSNBC.
Are crab diving's texts, because we're involved in some group conversations,
yes.
You and I, with my brothers and
sure,
people
others.
In my family, and occasionally we drift into politics, and there are some negative things said about Cheeto, Czar Cheeto dick bag.
Yes.
Will those text messages be subpoenaed, and will we be called in front of a congressional body to talk about the weird shit we've seen.
On some level, I hope so, because that means maybe we're making some money off of this.
Right,
but if on the other end...
You got to leave the country. No. I'm getting out of here.
It's
fucked up.
Then he retweeted himself about the fake dossier. A double tweet. Then he retweeted the all caps.
He retweeted himself?
Sure. Then he retweeted himself.
Sad.
Thrilled three times in a row. The final one being all caps. This should never happen to a president again.
Oh, you sad.
Exclamation point.
Pitiful little fucknut. Good God.
Then he retweeted his thanks to the great Republican senators who bravely voted for strong border security in the wall. Then here we go on the
17th. You're not doing any hand gestures over there or anything.
Yesterday on St. Patty's Day, he starts his celebrations early by saying, it's truly incredible that shows like Saturday Night Live,
right,
not funny, / no talent.
No talent. Oh.
Can spend all of their time knocking the same person, me, parentheses, just so you know, over and over without so much of a mention of, quote, the other side, unquote.
Oh, God.
Why is it in quotes?
You know, Donald.
Like an advertisement without consequences.
Right. What does that mean? Like an advertisement for liberalism but no consequences? That is bullshit fucking point.
Why do there have to be consequences?
It's free speech, you fuck.
Same.
Well, there are consequences to speech, but not. What's Saturday Night Live doing?
Consequences,
it's so
right.
fucking evil.
Same with late night shows. ... Next tweet. Should the Federal Election Commission and or FCC look into this? ?
Well, no, I don't think they should. I can't imagine why they'd look into Saturday Night Live.
There
you fuck.
Must be collusion with and he's talking about Stephen Colbert and Kimmel.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Yes. Well, you remember. Oh, my God. I guess you don't remember back in the Nixon days when. God, what's the guy that did American Vacation? Chevy Chase. He did that Gerald Ford.
Yes.
Did the DOJ not look into the cruelty of that? Remember he did that Gerald Ford. Was
falling
funny.
Down all the time.
Yeah, that was funny. Gerald Ford fell down once. Is that right?
A couple.
He fell down a couple times.
One down the I think Air Force One.
Shut
steps.
The fuck up.
No,
did
I think
he
that
really?
Was a big one. Yeah.
Is there a YouTube of that?
Sure.
Oh, God. Damn, you gotta be careful.
It's a GIF file.
Fuck.
There must be collusion with the Democrats and, of course, Russia!
Russia!
Exclamation point. Such one-sided media coverage, most of it fake news.
Why do you think it's one-sided, though? Where are all the stories about the Democrats having weird fucking meetings and trying to give penthouses on top of buildings to Putin? Where are those? Where's that coverage?
Hard to believe I won and am winning. Approval rating 52%, 93% with Republicans. Sorry. # MAGA.
Is that how it ends?
Sorry. Exclamation point.
Sorry.
# MAGA.
Well, good point, Mr. President. That's good. Those are all solid points, you lunatic.
Then he said, report Jesus. Christopher Steele backed up his Democrat and crooked Hillary paid for fake and unverified dossier with information he got from, quote, send in watchers of low rating CNN. This is the info that got us the witch hunt.
What
That's
is he talking about?
It's not true.
What are send-in watchers? What in the shit does that mean? I don't understand what that means.
It means he's watching OAN.
Send-in watchers? God, he's bizarre, man. Look at that fucking bird.
Then the one he really got in trubs for, among everyone's decent.
Donald, what kind of bird
so
is
it was
that
indeed,
on the suet?
I can't see it.
It's a gray bird.
It's on the Ryan Pfeiffer side of the suet.
It's a cockatiel, maybe.
So it was a cockatiel.
Why? You don't
it's
know.
A parrot. It's a pterodactyl. So it was indeed just proven in court papers.
Yes.
Quote, last in class, Annapolis, John McCain.
Jesus Christ.
That sent the fake dossier to the FBI and media, hoping to have it printed before the election. He and the Dems working together failed as usual. Even the fake news refused this garbage.
Well, what good does it do to bring up John McCain's grades in MIT?
Well, and the story is that John McCain received intelligence from people and a firm that the FBI and CIA used credibly many, many times,
right,
reliably, to help with intelligence, got a disturbing number of accounts from Christopher Steele and said, I don't have corroboration on all of this, but this shit's pretty fucking scary regardless.
And it must have been right. I mean.
And yes, before the election, because they were worried that Donald Trump was covered with Putin seminal fluid.
And it turns out he may be covered in that fluid and that filled. You speak. Filled with it.
Yeah.
All of them in the White House. And their fears, shit, I just don't know why you want to go after a guy that's dead.
Trump then tweeted, bring back Jeanine Pirro, the radical left Democrats working closely with their beloved partner, the fake news media,
yes,
is using every trick in the book to silence a majority of our country. They have all-out campaigns against Fox News hosts who are doing too well.
Right.
Fox must stay strong and fight back with vigor. Stop working so, four O's, hard on being politically correct, which will only bring you down and right. continue to fight for our country. The losers all want what you have.
Right.
Don't give it to them. Be strong and prosper. Be strong.
Is it true he threw out the Vulcan peace sign or whatever the fuck that is?
You couldn't tell, though.
Is this, what is this? What does this mean?
Oh, yeah. It's the Vulcan sign. Yeah.
Get a zoom in.
The losers all want what you have. Don't give it to them. Be strong and prosper. Be weak and die.
Good.
Stay true to the people that got you there. This is for Fox News.
Oh, my God.
Stay true to the people that got you there. Keep fighting for Tucker. And hard for Judge Jeanine. Your competitors are jealous. They all want what you've got. Number one, don't hand it to them on a silver platter. They can't beat you.
What
you
the can fuck only. Is he still tweeting this?
You
is
can
he
only.
Still tweeting all this. These are continuations of
yes.
tweets. It is. I feel like what you have been. You must be. Your throat must be tired from reading these. You've even abandoned the hand signals.
Don't hand so it to them on a silver platter. They can't beat you. You can only beat yourselves.
Oh, that's a good one. Beat yourselves, man. You can only beat yourselves. Everybody remember that.
I'm just going to move on because there's just too many tweets. We're up to yesterday, but there's... something about Democrat UAW Democrat UAW local president David Green ought to get his act together and produce. GM let our country down, but other much better car companies are coming to the U.S. in droves. It's not true. Now this one. Okay, I'm going to read this one. Apparently, there's a scandal brewing. I don't know.
Yes. Oh, a scandal in the Trump administration? Because, shut the fuck up.
Because he just finished sending off
all over Mike Pence
crotch fluid fountains.
Blah.
over Jeanine Pirro and all these Fox
I'm
hosts.
I'm having a crotch fluid fountain installed in the lanai.
And apparently now, I think the B team on the weekend not be up to Trumpy snuff.
And Fox?
Where Fox News weekend anchors Arthel Neville and Leland Vittert, trained by CNN, prior to their ratings collapse. In any event, that's where they should be working, along with their lowest rated anchor, Shepard Smith.
Ah.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, shit, Shep. They're finally coming for you. What are you going to do?
He saw you move, Shep. Don't move.
Shep.
It's based on his sight's best, based on movement.
Shep Smith is a good guy, right? I mean, we're just not saying he's decent and good because he's being compared to other anchors.
Well, he puts out
Fox.
The news.
Yeah, what is he doing? My point is, what is he doing over there?
Putting out the news.
Well,
he puts what Trump says out there.
Right.
And Trump doesn't like that. And he puts out reality, what's going on in the country and what the real effects are. And he points out Trump's lies.
Prediction. 1 year from now, Shep Smith will work for MSNBC Tell me I'm wrong.
No, I thought he signed up for like a long contract again or something. Well,
I'm wrong.
Then those Republican senators who voted in favor of strong borders and the wall are being uniformly praised as they return to their states. They know there's a national emergency at the southern border, and they had the courage to act. Great job.
Great job. God, how does he tweet this much? How do you tweet this much?
I didn't know he retweeted this one. So what is this? This is... I thought this was a fake account. Lori Hendry, immigrated here legally, proud American citizen, here to support Trump, unapologetic conservative. Views are my own. 269,000 followers. So.
My shitty views are my own. Well, congratulations, fucknut.
She tweeted, and Donald Trump retweeted.
Yes.
Meghan McCain took a swipe at Trump, suggesting, quote, no one will ever love you like they loved my father. Wrong, Meghan. Millions of Americans truly love President Trump, not McCain. I'm one. We hated McCain for his ties to the Russian dossier and his vote against repealing Obamacare. Trump retweeted
that. Who is that again? Who is
some asshole? Lori Hendry. I don't know who the fuck she is.
But like what
200,000 followers though.
I mean, what Meghan McCain tweeted about her father is you leave it alone, don't you? I mean, if you're a normal person.
Not if you're a Trump scum cultist.
Trump, so our president retweeted that garbage, whatever that is.
Retweeted Lori Hendry tweeting that.
Oh my God, Donald. Jesus Christ.
I agree with him.
Boy, he is a dick, dude. I mean, he's a dick.
He's losing his mind.
Yeah.
I think these are the ravings of a madman.
Is it going to come out that he's raped a bunch of kids or something? I mean, why is he going crazy like this?
I think Don Jr. is probably slated for some indictments or something. Okay. Or he might have found out he's been indicted. Trump himself.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, because they've talked about these sealed indictments that they think would be the way to go.
Why?
To stop the clock on any statutes of limitations for anything that may be subject to that.
So if he's in the indictment, he doesn't know.
Then he might know.
Oh, okay.
They may have said, look, we know we can't indict you while you're sitting, but TikTok, more motherfucker, instant you're no longer president, you'll be served.
Right. Well, I mean, I get it. And I guess that's a good idea, but Jesus fucking Christ, guys. Isn't that going to make him do crazier shit?
Then he retweeted stories about himself. President Trump defends Jeanine Pirro after Fox censors her show.
Oh, God.
I love my freedom.org is the, I'm sure, Pulitzer Prize winning.
I love my freedom. Fuck you. Oh, yeah, you think they're really great writers over there? You and your kind of shit? Your and you are, whatever the fuck, probably fucked that up.
I have a feeling this story is not accurate. This was from March 14th, and Trump retweeted it yesterday. Some asshole said, breaking news, Minnesota Democrats make move to remove Ilhan Omar from Congress.
Oh, my God. What is that on?
Some shit rag.
Okay.
Reported earlier today by the Daily Caller.
No, okay. That's Trump. Fuckface Carlson's old rag.
Minnesota Democrats who are angry and offended at Omar for her string of comments about Jews in Israel are reportedly considering squelching her next nomination and running a different candidate. Where does it say that they're making moves to remove her? It says they're reportedly.
Oh.
They don't like her, so they're reportedly considering.
Yes, right. Boy, what a reputable news source this is. So some dickbag retweets that, and it's true, right?
They even have a quote from a Democratic state senator. There's some buzz going about it, but it's more buzz of, is anyone talking about finding someone to run against her than is anyone saying they're going to run against her.
Yes.
Like, no one's saying, I'm going to run against her. They're all like, you know, it's right. There's definitely talk about some other people wanting to run against her.
Okay.
Well, okay. Well,
right. I mean,
go for it.
Well, we have this country where we do the sham of a thing called elections, and people get to challenge people in office. You know,
Trump tweeted that, by the way.
Oh, he tweeted that.
Retweeted that. Not true.
Donald, where do you go on your fucking internet?
He's way into this. Creepy. ilovemyfreedom.org.
I love my freedom.
This is the third one in a row now.
I mean, don't you think some of these right-wing nutjob batshit organizations are trolling Trump for a retweet just to get juice, you know?
Revealed foreign government official offered Hillary campaign dirt on Trump.
Okay.
Well, you know, that means...
Yeah,
was dirt on Trump.
And
maybe.
did they take it? Did they work with this organization? Is there collusion with
then
a foreign power?
He retweeted a really creepy at VMB B12 VB nationalist saying, "We have to fight back. They've not let up on President Trump nor his supporters since they lost. They are losers. We're winners. President Trump calls on Fox News to bring back Jeanine Pirro."
Nah.
He retweeted this from a nutbag account.
You know, these
then
people...
he retweeted two memes about right. how much people love him and support him.
Right.
He retweeted two memes about how much people love him and support him.
"This Nazi made a real nice meme about me. He said some positive things."
"An American president having to fight an American government to protect American citizens."
Ooh.
"Unbelievable.
Oh, I'm a big victim. Somebody blow me."
Unbelievable.
Oh, yes. So dramatic. God, these fucking snowflakes. What's wrong with you people?
Very foolish.
Then he tweeted, "Happy St. Patrick's Day."
Yeah, thanks. Thank you. It's all doom and gloom. Now let me go celebrate this fucking holiday.
Then he retweeted Andrew Weissman, kingpin of prosecutorial misconduct, leaves Mueller's squad. So this is one of the reasons they think the Mueller probe may be wrapping up certain parts, because Andrew Weissman is going back to his regular job.
Right.
Of course, the story Trump tweets is from the Daily Caller,
oh, yeah,
calling him the kingpin of prosecutorial misconduct.
Absolutely. I mean, aren't all these...
Teen stabbed 100 times and set on fire in MS-13 murder, according to police.
God.
Trump had to retweet that one.
Oh, that's, oh my God.
Horrific. But of course,
yeah,
Trump had to.
Right,
what about how many other crimes were committed in the country?
Can I? Yeah, I don't know. I want to talk about this one thing that what you just read reminded me, this horrific thing I saw on Facebook. God, please, if there's anybody out there that has a farm and these elephants come to your farm and try to eat the shit that you're growing. I'm seeing stories where people set these elephants
is
on
that true?
Fire. To,
did you snopes that? Did you check
I didn't
to see
snope
if that's
it at
accurate?
All. I just hope if it's, I'm just saying, if it's happening, please stop. Think of, there must be another way to get them away from you. Oh.
This is not a smart choice.
Yes.
He just tweeted 7 minutes ago.
Right.
"Well, the press doesn't like writing about it, nor do I need them to. I donate my yearly presidential salary of $400,000 to different agencies throughout the year. This to Homeland Security. If I didn't do it, there would be hell to pay from the fake news media." And it's a check, a copy of a check dated 3/12 from Donald J. Trump to the Department of Homeland Security in the amount of $100,000.
Okay.
Signed by him. I will click right now and I will guarantee you that I will see 5 responses of the Stormy Daniels payoff checks.
Right.
Why are you tweeting pictures of checks that you're writing when you know that's what's going to happen?
Meaning what do you like?
The checks that he's famous for signing are the ones to pay off women that have received him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Internally.
Received him internally. Yeah, I don't know. And also, can we look into this? I mean, is he really donating his salary?
Oh, there's a check right here, Ryan. It's on Twitter.
Listen,
there's a screen cap of a check.
I don't mean to be a doubting Deborah, but geez, I mean, I feel like.
Well, and the answer is
no. He could be lying.
And the answer is he did get in trouble early on because people were like, "Hey, where's this money you're supposed to be sending off to? Where are these? Can we see these?
Where are these checks?" You know,
the president said he was going to be donating it back. We'd like to write a story about that. Can we see these checks? And it was like brr, 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 for the longest time. Then all of a sudden, checks started appearing.
Oh, okay.
He wasn't going to pay that shit back if he got caught, unless he got caught.
And somebody called him out on that shit.
And then he got caught.
The only reason.
And then he even tweeted in this tweet, "If I don't put it out there, the fake news media is going to come after me."
Oh, my God. Amazing.
Yeah, it's...
Something else, man.
Quite amazing.
What the fuck?
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Oh, we still got a few minutes left here. We do this every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 Yay. To 7 Eastern.
Boo.
Good
God, man.
I mean, you know
he's lying. I mean, didn't he lie about that? Remember he had that, instead of doing a debate, he hosted his own event, and he was going to donate that money to veterans or to the VA or something. Some money he raised in.
Yes, that was it was the debate that he didn't want to go to.
Right.
Because that woman who bleeds out of her whatevers was going to be there. And he didn't want to repeat that. So he said, I'm going to have a competing hate rally.
Yeah.
Well, I'm interpreting.
Then I'm going to raise some money there and I'm going to donate it to the military.
Right.
Or something like that.
For the longest time. And that might still be going on.
He never did.
There were. Yeah. There was a journalist who called literally every veterans charity in the country.
Couldn't find.
And no one had received a dime.
And since we're speaking of veterans, let's just remind everybody that this motherfucker went after a Gold Star family at that RNC, right? Do you remember that?
I suffered bone spurs during Vietnam, so I wish people would recognize my suffering.
Yes.
Trending on the Twitter. The top four things trending on the Twitter right now?
Yes.
Grover, Elmo, Oscar, and Cookie Monster are the top four things trending right now on the Twitter.
Pourquoi?
Because Sesame Street tweeted out, "You're stuck on a deserted island and can pick one of these Sesame Street friends to come with you. Who are you picking and why?" And it's Oscar the Grouch, Grover, Elmo, and Cookie Monster.
Oh, that's easy. That's easy. I don't know what your pick is, but I have a pick.
Okay.
It's a no-brainer.
I also have a pick.
Oscar the Grouch.
Should we lock in our choices?
I'm locking in Oscar the Grouch.
I concur.
A full lock.
Yeah. Oscar.
Why? Same reason? Because he's going to scavenge. He's going to know how to find trash and eat shit, you know?
He's
going to be resourceful.
I'm thinking who would be the least annoying.
Oh, Oscar the Grouch. I want to talk
Elmo's
to
Elmo's a little annoying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Grover's a little annoying.
Fuck him.
Very nice.
But yes,
a little annoying.
But I don't want to have. I want to
Cookie
talk
Monster
shit
would
with,
be a pain in the ass.
You think it'd be fun to talk shit with Oscar?
Oscar would be fun to talk shit with.
Oscar's got weed. Not that it matters, but
I think
Oscar's got weed.
I think Oscar.
Yeah.
Cookie
Monster might have weed. You think Cookie Monster got weed?
Oh, this one says, "Which one tastes most like chicken?"
Bravo. Oh, how dare you get to eat a Muppet. That's
Molly,
just,
Jung, fast, very,
yes.
Very good, very good.
We should
good.
Twat in Crab Diving's answer. Woo. I mean, we're both locked in with Oscar.
Well, I have to say why. I'm not
and I'm not, I am not.
Put in that kind of
I'm
time.
Not eating a Muppet. I'm not going to eat a Muppet to survive, because after you do that, then what? You know,
well,
fuck that.
For one, they're made of cloth.
Right.
And plastic eyeballs, yes. And shit, so I don't.
I'm going to fish.
But very funny nonetheless.
Right.
Which one tastes like chicken?
That's good.
Very funny. Steve King.
Oh, my God. Speaking of Nazis.
This, again, apparently, I don't know, maybe Steve King was worried that people were talking about other xenophobes and haters over the weekend.
Come on, guys. I'm the big Nazi. I'm the Nazi, right?
He posted a meme on his Facebook account.
Meme. A Nazi meme?
Saying, Wonder who would win a winky emoji.
Okay.
And the meme says, folks keep talking about another civil war.
Oh, God. And oh, my God.
There are two figures battling. They look like, remember Rock'em Sock'em Robots? They look like,
absolutely.
They kind of look like Blue Robot versus Red Robot.
Right.
But each one is made out of the states.
Okay.
Apparently, that people think are the libtard states versus the, yeah, the states of the Lord.
Right. So Satan states and non-Satan states.
Like the red figure or the red robot's body is mainly Texas.
Right.
You know, the blue guy is California. So
okay.
It's, you know, red versus blue.
I think Satan's going to fuck you guys up. No offense.
It says one folks keep talking about another civil war.
Boo.
One side has about 8 trillion bullets.
Right.
While the other side doesn't know which bathroom to use.
Oh, my fucking God. What the shit?
Steve King.
Wrong with the hey,
representative
you Republicans,
in the United States.
You should do your job and kick this guy the fuck out of your fucking party.
Congress.
Shame on you. Shame on these Republicans to let this guy exist.
One of the other funny things is in his little little fantasy
you
of these.
You don't know which bathroom to use.
Of these two figures made up of
hilarious
red and blue states fighting each other. Iowa's in the blue states.
Oh, is it?
Just so you know.
Okay. Oh, Steve, what
so
about
his
that?
Own state? His own state is one of the blue states.
Steve, you this transphobic fucknut and Islamophobic fucknut. What about that? What about that, you dumb dickhead?
So wistfully hoping for a civil war and they have 8 trillion bullets while our side's trying to figure out what bathroom to use. Yeah.
Hey, Steve, when you campaign, do you just say a bunch of Nazi shit and the mouth drooler fuck nuts are just like, bleh.
Yeah, or, Iowa keeping it classy as
God,
fuck, huh?
Do you guys, do you ever ask your guy, what's Steve King done for you lately? Other than say a bunch of racist shit. What does he do for you?
Well, and nothing. They interviewed farmers, you know, it's a big farmer area. And one of their big things are ethanol subsidies,
corn
and ethanol,
yes,
and so they can grow their corn,
right,
and sell it,
yes.
And Steve King has done fuck off for that, and hasn't even, like, you think he would battle to get on the agriculture committees and stuff like that? He's done fuck off for them. He's done nothing except humiliate and debase the decent people of his constituents.
It's like these dickheads saying, a lot of, like, Steve King, I'm sure some other racist fucknuts, they're like, oh, my constituents are Nazis. Is that what he thinks?
I guess.
You dumbass. God, that meme, he tweeted out that meme. That most Northerners or whatever the fuck he means, they don't know which bathroom to use. You fuck.
Folks keep talking about another civil war. One side has about 8 trillion bullets while the other side doesn't know which bathroom to use, the meme reads.
I have trans friends. They know which bathroom to use, you fuck. People just want to pee, you piece of shit.
Now the meme has been deleted.
Oh, okay.
He has deleted it from his Facebook
page. I deleted my meme. I deleted it. Fuck you.
But not before sound outcries.
Good God.
From social media.
Our government's a fucking joke. We got this Steve King tweeting out this dumb meme. Does he think that helps?
Wistful for a civil war.
Yeah. And then meanwhile, we have a legislator who tweets out something anti-trans. So guess what? All the people that follow him that suck his dick, are they going to say the same thing? They're going to say the same fucking thing.
And then 2 hours ago, he tweeted, John McNaughton illustrates the root causes for the national emergency on the southern border. We either solve this crisis or lose our sovereignty. Okay,
oh,
now I
got to
hear about this.
These
horrific
people
shit
are idiots.
This is Steve King of Iowa, his official Twitter account.
Whoa.
I don't know who John McNaughton is, but this is who he tweeted this video. American artist.
This is my new painting called National Emergency.
Oh my God. This is the guy that does those paintings where it looks like Trump and all the Republicans or the dogs playing poker.
Oh my God.
That those kind of paintings.
Is it pro Trump?
Yo, yeah.
This guy's like, what does he say at the beginning?
Here we go.
This is my new painting called National Emergency. I did this as an allegory to what's happening on our southern border with Mexico. I took some of those who I felt represented the opposition today with the Democratic Party and some people.
Let me look here. There's Hillary. There's Obama.
Nancy.
There's Nancy and Chuck are holding a Mexican flag. Hillary, Obama, Maxine Waters is there. Adam Schiff is in the background. Rashida Tlaib, AOC. Ilhan Omar is painted in the back wearing her hijab. That's Elizabeth Warren and that's Bernie. This is the group of socialists. They're all standing on the American flag, by the way, in his painting.
What is this?
And they're waving the Mexican flag while Trump prays. Trump is praying in the foreground.
What is this fucknut's name? The artist who is
John McNaughton.
John McNaughton, you simpleton dickbag.
But this is what Steve King tweeted.
God, imagine though. I mean, listen, you look at that paint. John, I always wish I had painted a little or did that, you know, and that would be, I would love to be able to paint. And you do racist shit with that. What is wrong with you?
I felt represented the opposition today with the Democratic Party and some people that have just done everything they can to stop this president. And they, you see them, they're holding the different flags that represent the countries that they are more aligned with in terms of protecting their...
The EU flag. Elizabeth Warren is waving the EU flag.
You know, John...
This is quite telling. Maxine Waters is holding the California flag. Apparently, that's not an American flag anymore.
Oh, it's not?
There's no. No, apparently that's not American anymore. California.
You know, John, you might be able to paint a little bit.
No, Obama's got the UN flag.
Oh, God. But your voice is so monotone and so boring.
I think Hillary has the ISIS flag.
Yeah. Oh, okay. John, I'm going to be honest with you. I bet people, when they have phone conversations with you, when they have any conversation with you, and they have to listen to this dry, humorless fucking monotone ears, they probably think about suicide because it's so boring. Listen to you fuck.
Just done everything they can to stop this president, and you see them, they're holding the different flags that represent the countries that they are more aligned with in terms of protecting their interests, but not the American people's interest. And so you see them standing on the American flag. It's all trampled on the ground and it's dirty.
These people are sick.
Listen, John,
it truly is a national emergency.
And Trump is wearing an army jacket, like a flight jacket, and he's bowing his head and he's praying.
His big thick cock out.
What's happening on our border?
Sucking him off.
And I wanted to make that very clear in this painting. Who are enemies?
Meanwhile. Fake news.
Yes.
You got to put 30 or 40 more pounds on Trump, dude.
Oh, really?
This is very slimming and flattering, this painting.
Enemies truly are. I don't blame the immigrants. I blame those in Washington that are trying to stop President Trump from doing the right thing.
You're an idiot.
To protect the American people.
I bet your kids and your family are embarrassed what you do. Honestly.
John McNaughton. And Steve King says... John McNaughton illustrates the root causes of the national emergency on the southern border. We either solve this crisis or lose our sovereignty.
Right. Steve King.
We either get rid of brown people or we lose our white sovereignty. Sovereignty is that means.
If there's any liberals listening, this idea that we have to be, have a respectful tone. You have to be civil with these fucknuts. Please get rid of that. They don't deserve this. These are racist.
Bitch ass, redneck, white bread, chicken shit motherfucker. Fuck you, your mama, and everything connected to you, you racist piece of shit. Fuck you.
I like turtles.
Okay. That always makes you laugh. What does Brad Pitt say about Nazis? He says a bunch of shit. Go watch that movie, Inglourious Bastards. That's how you feel about fucking Nazis.
Nazis.
Nazis. Oh, I hate all this racism. Fuck you.
So
and
Steve King,
fucking
I mean,
dickheaded painting.
Steve King and just doubling and tripling down on his racism and his xenophobia. And
Steve King's like, I found this painter that really gets how I feel. Yeah. I'm a big Nazi piece of shit. Let me tweet out some of his dumb fucking shit.
We only got a couple minutes here. God. Let's end with some good news.
Okay, I'll be the judge of that.
The question mark?
Yeah.
I went around looking for different versions of this story this morning to see exactly what the different spins were on the headline.
Yes.
And one of the more obvious ones, I went over to the Christian Post, and here's the headline over the Christian Post. Christian bed and breakfast must serve same-sex couples. Supreme Court lets ruling stand.
Good. Good. God, what?
I got to read this one fast. SCOTUS declined to hear oral arguments in a case about a Hawaiian bed and breakfast that refused on religious grounds to serve a lesbian couple, allowing the ruling against the business to stand from the Hawaii Supreme Court.
Yes.
The high court denied a petition in the case, upholding the lower court ruling against the small business.
Right.
The Phyllis Young, we spit your name.
Yes.
Owner of the three-room Aloha bed and breakfast.
Not gay friendly. Not gonna. They don't want to give business to gay people. Okay.
Will now face a penalty for her refusal in 2007. Justice is swift in this country, isn't it?
What the fuck, man?
To rent a room to Diane Servilli and Taco Bufford. She was sued by the couple over the incident. The Lambda Legal Fund said, when you open the doors of your business to the public, Hawaiian law absolutely forbids you from discriminating against your customers. There are specific laws in Hawaii. One was one of the states that actually has laws that include LGBT.
Wow.
And in the
good,
their anti-discrimination laws. So this means that the
2007.
This means that SCOTUS, I mean, it takes four people to vote to pick up a case.
Yes.
And that means they didn't get four out of the nine.
Wow.
So one of the conservatives at least
flipped,
voted to not hear this case. And this was a pretty clear cut one. This wasn't, you know, one of these vagaries like the last one where they said the cake baker,
oh, the bakery guy.
He kind of won,
yes.
But he won on the technicality that they said the state agency fucked it up,
right?
The way it was handled. They didn't rule on the merits of the case, like should you or should you not have to bake a cake. They ruled on the technicality of the cake and sent it back down.
Shit.
Conservatives claim victory, but it wasn't.
It was a technicality.
It wasn't. Yeah.
Right.
This actually is saying something a little bit. By saying we're not going to pick this up means
it stands.
This one, yeah.
It stands.
And that's it. No more appeals. Supreme Court.
Fuck.
Supreme Court has spoken.
Fuck you, conservative dirtbag haters. Fuck you.
And Christians are squealing.
Oh, yes.
Bloody murder.
Squeal away, you fucking snowflakes, you dickheads. Squeal away, fucknuts.
No one should be forced to do anything they don't feel they should do. We lose our freedoms, and this is not America anymore. One of it.
Sorry, people get their humanity. They get their human rights. Fuck off.
Right. But then there's another comment here on the Christian Post. Oh, we really got to go.
Oh, shit.
It says, when you open a business to serve the public that is not a religious pursuit, you must do as the law says. You serve all people equally. Why are we wasting Supreme Court time, which was clearly a discriminatory act by the innkeepers? Egg fucking exactly.
Bam, motherfuckers.
Exactly.
Yes.
We got to get the hell out of here.
Okay.
Where's the music? There it is. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're going to do it again tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then we're all over the internet, iTunes, Stitcher, blah, blah, blah.
Yay.
Crabdiving.com. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Rated R Comedy. His Instagram is Rated R Comedy, or go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everyone. We'll be back tomorrow.
Black Lives Matter.
I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane. Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.